Okay, today we're up to the Pei Aleph, and we're at the Halakha Mishnah, Hakoneh Shnei Ilanot. Now, the truth is, we've really spoken about this many, many times before. And you'll remember that the Rashbam, in dealing with the case where somebody buys two Ilanot versus three Ilanot, and Machloket in our Mishnah, says that that issue ought to be dependent in the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim, whether a mocher ba'ayin yafa, mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher. If you're mocher ba'ayin yafa, you sell a guy the rights to a tree, you're obviously also giving him the rights to the property in which the tree is. And mimeila, if the tree dies, you should be able to give it to him. This whole discussion and the Mishnah over here, it's clearly, I'll leave it at Tanakama. So then how many trees do you need to buy for it to be considered as if you bought an orchard as opposed to buying trees? However, many Rishonim and Lahalacha disagree with the Rashbam for a very obvious reason. When you're talking about buying Yafa, buying Ra, it's always whether a subsidiary issue is Mahur with the main issue, not when the main issue, which is karka, should be sold with a subsidiary issue. That's crazy. So Mamela, what are we going to say? Somebody buys a tree? So you should be selling it to the ground? I mean, obviously, it's the real estate that's important over here, not the tree. So what does it have to do with buying yafam mocher or not? But that's really how we paskin. So therefore, irregardless of the issue of mocher ba'ayin yafa, what we're talking about over is clearly a person has no intent, if he sells an individual tree, to sell land. The shaila is, once it's not an individual tree, maybe the idea of X number of trees is an orchard of X number of trees. If he buys three trees, then that's already, again, depending on, as we saw earlier, it has to be properly spaced for an orchard, so it should be requiring the nutrition in between the trees that we're going to discuss later, exactly how much you sell when you're selling such a thing. But at that point, okay, then it could be called the stei ilanot. But if you sell only two ilanot, akunash so there I raise a lokana karka. You didn't buy the land and the rights, therefore, to replant such trees and so on and so forth. And all you have is the trees, the produce of the trees, as long as the tree produces. And when the tree dies, you got to rip it out and take it out of there. You don't have any rights to replant. Whereas Rabbi Meir Omer, even two trees, kana karka. Now, Aliba de Tanakam, if you're not kena de karka, then the only interpretation of the relationship of buyer to seller is that the seller has agreed to provide you rights of usage so long as the trees are there and producing, right? But that has very fascinating implications that actually make life more difficult for the seller. Because, you see, Bishlema, if he had sold you an orchard in the middle of his field, so you're like anybody else who owns land next to another guy's land, your things start growing over the other guy's land, he has the right to cut it down and so on. But when he's made you the implicit promise that you can grow a tree in his land, then he can't come and say, oh, your tree is blocking the light to my field, right? So because that was part of his understanding. That's good for what he was selling you. So it turns out in certain ways, not buying the karka gives you more rights. Therefore, alibidatanakam, if he gdilu, the branches now spread very far, and this guy's getting upset because it's blocking the light to his field. Now his plants aren't able to grow properly. Tough. Lo yashpe. He can't cut down those branches. Now, one issue is, if something is going to grow out of the tree, so then it belongs to the buyer. But if it grows as a new sprout, even though it's from the same roots, it belongs to the seller. Because I only gave you the rights to this particular entity here. And it belongs to the balakarka. Vimetu. The trees die. Ain lo karka. He doesn't have any rights in the karka, even for replanting the tree. On the other hand, according to the Tanakama, once you're kind of shleisha, so if it's three, then it's already a stei ilanot, which is the equivalent of the Tanakama to Rabbi Meir's two, which is also a stei ilanot. And therefore, surprisingly, if the branches grow out over the seller's field, he has a right to cut them down like any other neighbor. I didn't make you any guarantees about providing ground outside of the ground I gave you. And therefore, higdilu yashpe, he has a right to cut down branches that are blocking sunlight. In this case, even if it comes out of the shorashim, it belongs to the buyer, because, I mean, he owns the land too. And even if the trees die, Yeshlo Karka, he still owns real estate. He can certainly replant trees if he wants to. Now, we have what appears to be a parallel Mishnah in the Dinim of Bikurim. And here in Masechet Bikurim it says, Tidan Hatam, HaKonesh Ne'ilanot Batok Shel Chaveiro, Mevi Ve'no Kore, Rabbi Meir Omer Mevi Ve'kore. The issue seems to be this. The Torah has told us, of Lakachta Mereshit Kol Priya Adama Asher Tavi Me'artzecha. Me'artzecha means, L'chor, there has to be your own land. Asher Hashem lokech noten lach, which implies that there is personal ownership on the land. And it also says, Reshit pri admatecha. So we really have indications very much you have to own the land that you're bringing from. So Mamela, if you don't own the land, so then it should follow a parallel to our Mishnah. You own two trees, according to the Tanna Kamma, you cannot read those psukim if you bring Bikurim. Now, why you should bring Bikurim if you don't read the psukim is very weird. The Gemara is going to say, where do we get the idea that there's two separate issues, bringing and reading. I mean, either you're chayev or you're potter. I mean, if you're chayev, so you, then you're maybe bikur. If you're potter, you're not maybe at all. Let's forget about that for a moment. We'll discuss it on the base. But lamaisa, the halakha is that there are cases where you're maybe venakere. Say, if you don't own the land, which I'll leave it at Tanakam is the case here, so then you're maybe venakere. Going to Rabbi Meir, since it's two ilanot, based on our sagir and Baba Batra, the implications are, in terms of bikurim, that you're maybe vikore. So it makes perfectly good sense. Remarkably, according to Shmuel, not only did it not make perfectly good sense, it was coming to tell us a tremendous chiddush. Omer Avinu Amar Shmuel, this shows that Mechayev Ayah Rebbe Meir Af Bilokeach Perot Ilan. Now the question over here, Minashuk, is really very misleading. And then the Bach changes the gears. It's clear Rashbam is Masbert the way this girsa goes. Af belokeach perot ilan, period. Not that you walked into a grocery store, but that you bought clearly not the tree, but the rights to the perot. So there for sure nobody owns that you bought land. You're only buying the right to perot. So you buy the right, let's say you buy the right to the perot of this year. Now the perot grow. According to Rabbi Meir, you would be maybe vikore on peirot where you don't even own the tree. You just own the right to the peirot. And I see that from this Mishnah. How do you see that from this Mishnah? I mean, my, understand. Over here, Rabbi Meir is saying, if you, there are two trees, which we explain as by definition, we saw here, means you do own the karka. So then how do you reach such a weird conclusion? I'll tell you, says Shmuel. Meritani Mishnah Yetera. What do we need the Mishnah in Bikurim for? It doesn't add one new piece of information. It's telling me exactly the machlok that we have here in Baba Batra, but in a different way. See, I'm smart enough to figure that out myself. So, michti, did we not just read right here in Baba Batra that Tana the Yeshlo Karka? If you own the Karka, then isn't it pshita the maybe the Karek? Elishma, you know, clearly the chiddush over here is that Rabbi Meir, we need to understand, is responding to the Chachomi. So he's saying, you, Chachamim, are saying that you're not kere because of the fact that you don't own the karka. First of all, I disagree with you anyway. I hold you do own the karka. But okay, you know already that I disagree with you. That's an issue back in Baba Basra. But I'm saying, you're maybe the kere even though there's no tzad b'chlal to own the karka. That's how you need to interpret this mission. Says, how could Shmuel hold that Rabbi Meir holds something that it says beferish in the Torah and a posik? Not like that. I mean, does it not say V'lakachta mereshit kol pri ha'adama she'tavi me'artzecha. That artzecha means it's your land. No, artzecha doesn't mean it's your land. It means it's Klal Yisrael's land. It means it's Eretz Yisrael. That's what's coming to tell me. Sa'ulamute chutzlaretz. That's coming to tell me that you're not chayim in bikurim in chutzlaretz. So Tosfos asks, obviously you're not chayim in bikurim in chutzlaretz. We have a klal that any mitzvah shluya ba'aretz is part of chutzlaretz, which we learn out from Pesukim, applies to all of the din. Why would I need a special pasuk for bikurim? There is two stunning answers to this. One stunning mitzvah asfara answer is the Rashba's answer, which Tosfos brings here, which is, what makes you think that bikurim is a mitzvah shluya ba'aretz? It's done on something that grows on the ground, but has nothing to do with Tluya Baretz. You see, if the fact that it grew in Eretz Yisrael has an impact on the fruit, then that means there's a relationship of a fruit to the Aretz. Bikurim is not a chiyuv in the fruit. If you don't take off Bikurim, there's no change in the status of the kashrus of the fruit. So that means that it's a chiyuv on the individual who grew fruits. Nafkamina, where you grew them. It's such a beautiful, right? So it's a din, not in the fruit qua fruit, but rather as your work, as your produce. Wherever you produce them, you'd be chayiv if it wouldn't have set up a verish apostle.
The other, which of course would solve, I mean it doesn't solve, but it at least shows you the importance of something that I'm sure has been bothering you your whole life. What is the meaning of a pasuk that says, Reishis kopri b'kurei admatcha tavi beit Hashem elokecha lo tevashel gedibach alev imo supposed to mean? What the heck? You start talking about bring bikurim, but don't cook. Don't cook? What? Milk? Meat? What? Talking about fruit? What are we telling you? Don't cook? Doesn't make any sense at all, the pasuk. Therefore, Tainus Taisus, maybe that's the whole point of the pasuk, is to tell me that there's indeed a relationship of bikurim to the concept of basar b'cholov, in that it has to do with things that you produce, but not things that grow from the ground that have issues of growing from the ground. Kamash malan, that afal pikein, it's a din in being able to say mi'aretzecha. Okay, but so that means that if you're bringing it from chutzlar, it's fine, and we all agreed. But and then you don't bring it. But if you're bringing it from Eretz Yisrael, where does it say it has to be your personally owned land? Somebody brought it from chutzlar, from Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael, even if somebody else grew it. Okay, fine. What about the other pasuk? I mean, it also says reishi pikurei admatecha. Admatecha means also, it's again, it's saying your land. No, admatecha also means Jewish land. That's what it means. Lemeute admat akum. So therefore, if the land belongs to an akum, and that's who you brought it from, then enochinami. Now, the Rashbam has an interesting girsa here, which asks again, v'achtiv admatecha, which is why it got taken out, because it looked like it was merely repetition. However, as the Rashbam points out, the word admatecha is repeated twice, once in Mishpatim and once in Kitisa. Because remember, in Kitisa, we have to redo the Brit of Mishpatim. So all of the central, because of the Egel. So all of the salient points of the original Brit are repeated, including the Chiyuv of Bikurim. So what about the second one? Why isn't that considered to be an extra pasuk? So there, in his girsa, it's lemu'ute admat ger. Now, that's very interesting, because it means the ger is unable anyway to be mevi v'kerei, because he can't say asher natata. He can't say the adama asher nishbata, right? Asher natata, because that doesn't apply to him. So how can he say asher nishbala avotenu latet lanu, and then natata li? It was not coming to him asher nishbala avotenu, it's avanachala. So even if he owns the gland, he can't say that pasuk anyway. So what would be the point of excluding the karak of a ger? To tell me that if you bought Paris from the karak of a ger, would be potter. It's a pellet, right? It's not a din in the ger. I understand chutzlaretz. That's a din. I understand an akum, maybe. There's even a shaykhus. An akum as a karak to be mafkia chiyuvimina, it's bachlokas. But a ger should have a din that's mafkia, the chiyuv of bikurim, because it's not from the land of someone that it was nishba to have the land. It's mamish. Amazing, amazing concepts. Beautiful, whole new idea that there's such a connection of the owner to Eretz Yisrael that would actually change the very chiyuv of the bikurim. Because it had to be referred to somebody else, not to him. Okay? Anyway, getting back to our gear. So it continues the Gemara. But the bottom line is, I mean, it does say that in the actual mimer that you're being now, Anita Vamarta, what do you say? Ata hine heveti et reshit pri adama asher natatali. Now what does that come? Asher natatali. I mean, that's gotta be adding something, that it's really your land. No, says Shmuel, you know, according to Rabbi Meir, it must be that he understands that to mean not the land that you gave me, but that you gave me through giving me money in my bank account that I would be able to purchase, which is what I did, and I thank thee for it. And what does it say? It's the land that you gave me. So Asher Natata, yeah, you gave me the money. You have to leave this. And I bought the fruits that grew in the Adama that you were Nishba Lavotenu, and that is indeed Artzecha, and it's in Eretz Yisrael, and it's Admatecha because it doesn't belong to a Goy, and it's Admatecha because it doesn't belong to a Ger, and you gave me the money to buy it, so now I'm seeing maybe a car. That's how I understand, says Shmuel, Rebbe Meir. Ah, come off, it says Rava. Motiv Rava. What are you going to do with a Ferisher Braita that says, Hakone ilan echad betok shechavero, if it's only one tree, which I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir, is lokana karka, mevi veino kore, no kriya, lefi shalokana karka. Divrei Rebbe Meir, does that satisfactorily address the issue to you, Shmuel? To Yufta, that is rather much of a checkmate. Oh, sounded nice. Anyway, fascinating drushas. Too bad they're all wrong. It was fun while it lasted. So anyway, so that means that the Gemara Lamaisa does not address the question of it's a Mishnah Yetera, which is really not such a terrible problem. I mean, we often find Mishnayas being mentioned in one Mishnah, mentioned again another Mishnah, that's related issues. So apparently Shmuel held that where it's possible to find a better explanation than Stam repetition, we'll look for it. But I mean, this to you obviously makes that impossible. And so we simply get on with our business. We no longer deal with the problem. Omele Reb Shimon ben Eliakim le Rabbi Elazar. What exactly is this whole business, Rabbi Meir with an Ilan Echad, with the Rabbanan, Shnei Ilanot? I mean, I don't understand. They're saying you're Mavi, but you're Eino Kore. Why are you being Mavi? Well, where do we see that it's two separate issues? Bikurim is presented in the Torah as what to do with the Paris that you're bringing me Artzacha, me Admatacha, Ashenatatali. And you're now artificially creating now, it's two separate issues. Whatever it is, whether it's your land or not land, you have to bring it, but you don't say the part that you're supposed to say. Where do you get such a thing from? I don't understand why we're being maybe at all. If you hold, you're not period, then don't be maybe. Omar, I can't believe that you did this to me in public to ask me that question. You know, nobody knows the answer to that question. So, davar sharishonim lo amru bo tam tishaleni bebeit hamidrash kidei levai sheni. This you ask me in public. You want to discuss it with me in private? Fine. Nobody's ever answered that. Omar Rabbah, I don't understand. Why is this such a big problem? Why? Maybe it's just simply a regular issue of a suffix. My kush. In other words, maybe Rabbi Meir is only misupak about an Ilan Echad, right? So he's not sure. So if it comes to the dinim of Mechira, okay, you claim that included in the sale of an Ilan is the sale of the karka, maybe. However, we don't have definitive proof of such an intent. So maybe you can't be Zocha to the land. And maybe that's where the Rabbanan old Mishnei Ilanot, also, the Rabbanan Mishnei Ilanot, Svuki Misafkilu. So since it's a suffix, so you have a Chiyav Diraisis you have to bring. But Lamaisa, you can't say that you own it because you don't own it. I mean, the question is, if you don't own it, Lamaisa, so then you don't own it. What do you mean? How can you be misupik about ownership? Misupik about ownership means that Amotzupik are all of a rai, and therefore you don't own it. What does it mean? It's a suffix, so maybe you really own it, even though the other guy owns it. I mean, you understand that this itself is an insane concept, that we never came across such a thing. There is a moral ownership of something, which has nothing to do with your civil rights. Did you ever hear of such a thing? But apparently this is what the Gemara is saying. When it comes to the relationship that you have with the Adam of Eretz Yisrael, there is indeed a moral relationship that reflects an innate right that will never be able to be exercised. And therefore it's not in terms of the Baalut that we generally deal with as Baalut. It's a different type of potentiality of connection, which were you able to prove, and obviously there's no way to ever do that, but since theoretically, were you able to prove, and if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and he would say, this guy's intent was, I know, to sell the land, it would be yours, that itself is a right, legabi mitzvahs, that is b'chayev you, in terms of mitzvahs. It's big chiddush. I mean, we never saw such a thing in terms of baalut before. It was an either-or kind of question. So therefore, I mean, you can understand why we would say, you know, you're mavayish me by asking me this question. And Rabbah's saying, gosh, it's so simple. I mean, it could be a standard suffix. This is no standard suffix. This is a tremendous chiddush that Rabbah said. Okay, but maybe if we would say it's a suffix, so it would be machai of you. So to be yotze, you would be maybe. Now, of course, later on, the Gemara is going to say, if to be yotze, you're maybe. So what the heck is wrong with saying, I mean, what, it's wrong to read a pasuk while you're bringing it? If Lamaisa were correct in saying that the Hava and the Kriya is all part of the same mitzvah, so be maybe Vikari, mitzvah suffix. You're not doing anything wrong, are you? We'll deal with that in an issue. But we have more important questions first, because that certainly does not seem to be the case. I mean, does it not say Beferish, Umimisafkali? Where do you see it's a suffix? We just read the Braita. In that Braita, Rabbi Meir said, one tree, you're maybe Vinakari, Lefi, Shalo, Kana, Karka. You read. Lefishalokanakarka means you don't own the land. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Well, that means Shema lokanakarka. Since maybe you don't own the land, so you can't be kore for some weird reason, which we're going to ask later. Okay, says the Gemara. But how can you bring bikurim mitzara sofik?
You can't bring something that is really chulin into the Beit HaMikdash. So you're going to now come along, bring these fruit, pretend that they're bikurim when they're not bikurim. I mean, leikish dim alav bikurim nina v'kama ayo chulin la'azara. There's a big machlokas we're showing you. Whether, in fact, this really is my chulin la'azara. I mean, wait a minute, I can't bring fruit into the Beit HaMikdash for my lunch pack. I'm working on the walls of the Beit HaMikdash. I'm not allowed to have fruit as my lunch pack. The Tosha says, that's crazy. I understand. Of course you can have fruit as a lunch pack. Well, Raya, the Kohanim are allowed to bring in chulin and the mustard, which they're dipping their carbonus meat. They say, that you're being my chulin la'azara. That's not really much of a taina because it becomes adjunctive to the mitzvah of achilas kachin. But in any event, Tosha Shita all over is my chulin la'azara is only nogea, acting with chulin as kodesh in the azara. So since over here you're going to have to do now the tenufa, you have to do the agroshet on the mizbeach, sending it down by the mizbeach. That is treating chulin as kodesh in the azara. That's where the problem is. Okay, the other Rishonim learned that stuff. Since Berichu Kamakam, the makor of the Chiyav is Ki Yirchak Mimcha Makom Zavarta. From where we learn, you cannot do Zvicha of Chulin if it's Bekirov Makom. If you're near the Beit HaMikdash, when you're inside the Azor, you can no longer shech. Okay, that seems to be that this area is reserved only for Kodesh, not for Chulin. But Lamaisa Rashbam says, look, you know, I'm not really sure about that, but anyway, maybe it's only an issue of the Rabbanan, but certainly the Rabbanan answered Stam for no reason bringing things in as chulin la'azara. I mean, Tosfos asks, how are you allowed to wear your clothes? And why would Kohanim be able to wear big day chol? Do they should have to change before? And so on, if that's the case. Again, obviously that's not a very definitive proof, because the same reason you carry your clothes on Shabbos, because you're not carrying them. They're just extensions of you. It's not called maybe. Not bringing something in. The same way of Shabbos. It's not called Hanoch. It's not called Eitzah. Okay, so we understand, but I mean, it does, it's just pointing out the general sense of the issue. So either Mini Rice or Mini Rabbanan, I mean, but you're certainly acting as if this thing is Kadesh and it's really Chulin Ba'azara. Oh, well, there's a simple solution. Make it Kodesh. So make it conditionally Kodesh. What you say is like this. I'm not sure if this is Bikurim or not. Therefore, if it's Bikurim, very good. I'm going to go through the whole motions. If it's not Bikurim, I do hereby magdish this to be Kiddush HaZdomi. So if it's Kiddush HaZdomi, I have a right that it belongs to Hagdish. I have a right to give it into the Beis HaMikdash. So what am I doing wrong? So then I'm doing this. What do you mean?
Ceremony
of Bikurim. Okay, yeah, so that's unnecessary, but Mitzvah Nosafik I'm doing. What do you mean? But then you can't give it to the Kohen. It says it's supposed to go to the Kohen, and the Kohen's supposed to eat it. How's the Kohen supposed to eat it if now it's going to be usher to eat? It's Hagdish's money. What are you, he's going to be nana from Hagdish's money? For boy Michlino. Oh, well, I forgot to tell you. Of course, you have to be paid after the ceremony. So this is getting a little complicated. So you bring the Bikurim, but you can only bring it in after you make a condition. If this is not really Bikurim, then it should be Hagdish. You make the announcement, and then you're paid it, and then you give it to the Kohen. So now, either way, it's okay. What do you mean, either way, it's okay? It's not okay. What happened to Trumas and Maestras? If it's Bikurim, it's butter from Trumas and Maestras. But if it's not Bikurim, now it's Chayav and Trumas and Maestras. So now you're going to be giving the Kohen something that's Usur Bachila. Ah, what are you going to do? No, says the Gemara, I forgot to mention that also. Obviously, you have to take off Trumas and Maestras Bitzad HaSofik. But there's no problem, because since he's a Kohen, he's allowed to eat Trumas and Maestras, right? So, therefore, Mamanusha. If it's Bikurim, Gesunter 8. If it's Hegdish, I was already paid it. If it's not Bikurim, but Chayav and Trumas and Maisa, so part of it is Trumas and Maisa. Eat the Trumas and Maisa, you're going anyway, right? You're going to be eating it as if it's Truma because it's Bikurim. So, I've handled all of the possible issues. So let's see that inside. What are you going to do about the Truma Maisa problem? No. You're Mafrishlu. Well, but then how's the Kohen eat it? I mean, Truma Gedela, fine. Yeah, obviously, the Kohen's supposed to be eating Truma Gedela. Meiser Sheni, which is yours, okay, you have a right to give it to him, so fine, he gave it to the Kohen. Meiser Ani, then we'll have to find a poor Kohen. So that way you can, so anyway. So if it's a Shnas Meiser Ani, okay, you'll find a poor Kohen. Yoiv Leila Kohen Ani. But Meiser Rishon belongs to the Levi. How are you going to be able to be Mekayim and Asina? So Laman Yoivle. No, it's not a problem. Because Maiser Rishon can also give to the Kohen. The Yoivle the Kohen like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya. The bride says, Aliba the Tanya Kama, the Truma Gedela goes to the Kohen. Maiser Rishon goes to the Levi, but that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Maaser Rishon, take out the word af because of the Knas of Ezra, according to him. Maaser Rishon is la kohen. Before the Knas of Ezra, it's af la kohen. Because he learns that even though it says uli b'nei Levi natati, but b'nei Levi, remember that b'esrim v'arba mekamot nikru ha-kohanim leviim? So it means to all of b'nei Levi, including the kohanim. So then if Ezra was metakein, because the leviim didn't come up, it couldn't have been metakein to add the kohanim, because anyway the kohanim were included, therefore it has to be exclusively to the kohanim. So Adarabba, perfect. He's doing everything right. He's bringing now the possibility of Bikurim, and he's made sure that it's Hegdash, there's no problem with Kulam Bazora. He's been paid it, there's no problem of using Bin Nenim and a Hegdash. He took off Trumas and Maishras, and that way there's no problem of it being Tevel. He's made sure there was an Oni in case of a Shnas. Shnas Maishra Oni. He made sure that he gave it to a Kohen who's an Oni. And basically, he can't lose. I mean, he's handled all of the issues. This guy's really on the ball, let me tell you. So, okay, so now everything's all right, right?
Can you?
Wait a minute, no, it's still not right. Because if it is Bikurim, so then you're going to have to do the Kriya, because that's a Chiyav on Bikurim. So how can be maybe and not Kere? You're Mechuyav in the Kriya, so it's a boy Kriya. Okay, yeah, but the Kriya is not Ma'akev. So since even if you hadn't said the Kriya, if you brought the Bikurim and you gave it to the Kohen, it would also be Bikurim. Wait a minute, Bikurim, don't, is no Ikuva, but remember Rabbi Zera's general halacha. Things don't matter when you can do with them or without them. But if you can't do them, then they start to matter, like everything else in life, right? So in other words, if the Torah says that his classic case relates to the din of Bila. Bila means that you have to mix together the oil and the flour and the ingredients of the menachot. So normally, if you don't do a good job of mixing properly, it's not ma'akev. However, you are not allowed to bring a size of a mincha which prevents being mevala properly. Why? Because even though biloy is not ma'akev, but if you can't do it, now it starts being ma'akev. So in this case, since we know that you cannot be kari, and we don't know why you cannot be kari, we're going to see that later, but since you cannot be Kore, it should now destroy the Bikurim by not being Kore, according to Rabbi Zera's Yesod. V'omer Rabbi Zera, kol ha-ra'ui le-bila, so then ain't bila me'akevet bo. But the moment it becomes the size of Shishim Yisaron, which is too much to be boiled properly, at that point the bila in a roi le-bila, now bila suddenly is me'akev bo. But there's still actually a way out of this problem. You see, because the Ovid lay, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, you can get out of the Chiev of Kriya. You know how you could do that? Because Lamaiser, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina says that if you yourself do the harvesting and you give it to somebody else to do the bringing, or if actually you gave it to a Shliach to do both, but then the Shliach died when he was doing the bringing, and now you have to finish it up, or somebody else finishes it up, then you're maybe Vayna Kore, because the Torah told you not to be Kore. Why? My timer. Dichtiv, because since it says, Vilakachta Mereshit Pri, and then it says, Vahalachta Elamakom, Veveta, so then, now already, that means that we need to have all of those things being done by the same person. Achetehe Lekicha, it should say be'echad. It has to be a one and the same person. So since it's not one and the same person, so there's no problem, and you're not chayev in the kriya. So now you've handled everything. Whew. This was a long journey, but there were a lot of issues you needed to make sure were okay. But you handled them all. You made sure there was no chayev of kriya because you shot the shliach on the way, so there was no chayev because he died on the way.
How are you going to do it,
Lamaisa? You give it to somebody. No, the issue is that because the first part, if you yourself are Beitzer and you give it to a shliach, he doesn't have to die on the way. Right. In other words, it's still either it's the wrong guy who was Beitzer, it's the wrong guy who was maybe. Either way, I mean, obviously the Balaam is going to, he can't ask the shliach to be kare. He's going to have to show up for the kriya. But I mean, let's say he lives in Yerushalayim. He has this guy do the Betzira and the Hava, there would be no problem. It's the same person. Now the Bailim will be Kere, even though somebody else did the Hava, because he did the Betzira.
Or, if it was the same guy, it would be no problem. Unfortunately, he died on the road, so now it wasn't the same guy. Fine, but obviously we don't need to get rid of the guy. We could actually just do it the simple way. Have two different people, one do the Betzira, one do the Ava. Okay, and now, just in case it's not Bikurim, it was also Hekdesh. In case it was Hekdesh, I was Poded. If it was Tevel, I also went ahead and I took off Trumas and Maizes. And if there was a problem of Nesina, I found a Kohenoni in order to be out to my din of my Charani. And, but you're not going to catch me out on this one. I've handled, I've dotted every I and I've crossed every T. Now there's no problem. Well, there's not a problem, but I mean, it seems to me you're making a tempest in a teapot. What's the problem over here? There's psukim in the Torah. So you're saying you're not allowed to read psukim in the Torah? What are you doing wrong? I mean, if I want to read to myself and stand up on a platform and say over Parshat Ki Tavoh, I'm not allowed to do that?
Well, I'm holding fruit in mind.
Yeah, I mean, so what's wrong? So the guy is saying over psukim. I mean, what is the terrible thing that he's got to be doing all of this stuff over here to make sure that he's maybe, but he isn't kore? I mean, just go ahead. You have a suffix, be maybe and kore. Make sure you don't get into the problems of Trumas and Maisers, of course, but, I mean, to shoot the shliach, I mean, I would... This is where that comes from, though, where the guy brings you the wrong thing.
Don't
shoot the messenger. Must have been based on this circuit. Omar Lay, no, the reason you can't do this is Mishum de Mirzik Shikra. It looks like you're a phony. I mean, because obviously in this case, you're clearly attempting to bring Bikurim. So then you cannot say that it's benign to say the Pasuk. It's a lie to say the Pasuk in context. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like liars, so therefore you don't say something that's Dover Shkarim Lo Yikon L'Neged Einai. You don't. And here it's Mamash L'Neged Einai. It's Mifnei HaMokom. You're sitting here in the Beis HaMikdash. And, you know, I mean, God's going to go in for this. Well, man, I only say this because I'm a Sofik, understanding. You're waving your fingers with the Sforas. Just in case HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it might be Asher, not Tatali, I just want... come off it, man. So, Mamela, we don't do stuff like that. So, you cannot be kosher. Mishai Shebrei Rav Chiya says, no, that's not the point. Problem over here is, we do not want you to announce that this is Bikurim. Because then, someone may come, or you may come under other circumstances, or even this circumstances, thinking that it's really Bikurim. Because when people say things, and they make all ceremony out of things, they start believing in their own ceremonies.
Amazing.
And if you believe in your own ceremonies, you won't do all of your crossing your T's and dotting your I's and, we're calling it Bikurim. I mean, it must be real, right? So if it's real, I don't need to take off Mitzvah Sofik. And then you'll end up, Dilmati Lefku Inu Mitruma V'maisis. So Mamela, if you do something Mitzvah Sofik, we don't allow you to get involved in ceremony, because that has its own inertia. Amazing, amazing nekudas we've had. This staff has got some beautiful, beautiful kedushim. Possibly. I mean, it's also maybe no other people. But Tosfos says, "I gavra goof." I mean, Rashbami, "I gavra goofe," may end up doing this, right? But it could be it's manda chazila. Yeah. Hakonesh neilanot betok stei chavero areza lo kanakarka. Rabbi Beir omer kanakarka. According to the Tanna Kama, igdilo lo yashpe ola min ageza shalom min hasharoshim shabal hakarka vimeitu in lo karka. But even according to the Tanna Kama, kanashlosha kanakarka higdilo, and the owner of the rest of the field, the yashpe ola min ageza min hasharoshim, in this case, are both shalom vimeitu ilanot yesh lo karka. Tnan hatam in Bikurim. Hakonesh neilanot betok shel chavero mevive no korei. Rabbi Meir omer mevive korei. Omer Rabbi Omer Shmuel. You know what that Mishnah means? That bechayev oyer Rabbi Meir af kolokeach peirot ilan alone, and that's enough. Mimai, because the whole thing is not necessary. Mitan Mishnah yetera michte. Tana lehir and baba batra the yesh lo karka. So then obviously maybe the korei. Elosh mamina mechayev oyer Rabbi Meir af kolokeach peirot ilan. Avaktiv ashtavim me'artzecha. Now that's the Zulute Chutzorot. Vaktiv admatecha. That's Zulute admataku. Ivaktiv admatecha again. That's Zulute nipse agir. Ivaktiv ashenatata li. That means the Avat li zuse. And then I went ahead of his avnebu.
Mati v'Rama, beautiful drushas that need to stand in front of unfortunate facts. Hakone ilan echad b'tov shechaviro, mevi v'no kore, lefi shalo kana karka de Rabbi Meir. Whoops, the yufta. Amalei Reb Shimon ben Al-Yakim l'Reb Lazar. What is this all about, anyway? I mean, my time in the Rebbe Meir b'ilan echad, and my time in the Rabbanim b'shnei ilan. Now, what's the point of being mevi? Amalo, what? I can't believe you did this to me. Davar sharishanim lo amru botam. You go ahead and tashileni bebeit hamidrash in public to gedela vaysheni. Omar Rabba, my kusha. Demar Rabbi Meir bilan echad asfuki misafkele and the Rabbanim b'shnei lanot asfuki misafkele. Well, first of all, where do you get that from? Mi misafkele hakatane lefisha lo kana karka divar Rabbi Meir. Well, maybe that just means shema lo kana karka. But then lechesh duma lav bikurim nino vikom ayochul and lazara. So he's magishlu. But Nabayla Mechlinu to the Kohen. Well, so then he's Poriklahu. But then maybe it's not Bikurim, the Kamafla Mitrumas Amaiser. Well, obviously, the Mafishlo. So, but then how does he give it? Bishlam Mitrumas Gedala Yavla the Kohen, Meiser Shani Nami Yavla the Kohen, if it's a Meiser on a year, Nami Yavla the Kohen Ani. But Maser Rishon, is he going to be out to the Yim Natinel Levi? So the Man Yavla. Hey, give it like Kohen. Kiribalazim and Azari, the Tanya. Truma Gedala the Kohen, Maser Rishon Levi, Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rav Elazar ben Azariah mer maaser rishon hakohen v'dilma bikurim ninu bo kriya. Well, kriya is hamakev. V'lo v'amr b'zer kol ha'ro'i l'bila in bila makevet bo. But in this case, it's not ro'i l'bila. Bila makevet lo. You can get out of the chiyav of kriya. David like Rav Yezir b'chanina. D'amr batzran v'shigran b'yat shliach or meit ha'shliach b'derech. Maybe v'no kori. My time adichtiv alakachta v'eveta ad shte lekicha v'avah b'echad. V'aleka. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei Rav Avi, Rav Ashi. What is the big deal here? Michtei Psukin, you know, Likru. Amalei Mishum Debir Seke Shikra. Rav Mishar, Shabrei Rav Chiyam, Dilma Ati Lafku, Inu, Mitrumah V'Maaser.